Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a nice story. Let's listen to it. There was a man in Najaf, the city of Najaf in Iraq, who lived near Imam Ali's shrine. He would go to the shrine with his son in the morning to pray, but it was sometimes difficult for his son to wake up. One day, they went to shrine before morning prayers. They noticed the poor man sitting at the shrine's entrance, hoping that the shrine pilgrims would assist and help him. "My child," the father exclaimed to his son, "why is this man sitting here?" "To beg and receive help from people," the son replied. "How much do you think this man will earn doing this?" the father asked. "Perhaps he'll earn a few dirhams," the boy speculated. "Is he certain he will receive this amount?" his father inquired. "No, maybe he'll return empty-handed," the boy said. "My son, look, this poor man has come here at this hour of the night to obtain some potential worldly benefits, and he's hoping that the passerby will assist and help him. While we are certain of the rewards that Almighty Allah has bestowed for rising early and worshipping, and we have unquestionably believe what Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, said, how can we slack off in performing these acts of worship?" This nice story was from Sheikh Jafar Kashiful Qita. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we'll listen to the scholar's note on this story. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are concerned with the importance and significance of performing Salat in its prime time. It must be indicated, first of all, that in the Islamic religion, certain rituals have got their own prime time. And it indicates that, for example, the life of religious people, those who are true believers and practicing Muslims can be assessed based on the practical importance they give to rituals, and among those rituals to the mandatory rituals. Because some rituals or some Islamic rites may be voluntary. Quite necessary to be done every time. However, we find that some of them are really mandatory, like, for example, performing mandatory salat. In the beginning, it must be indicated that mandatory salat is kind of communication, verbal communication between the servant of God, any practicing Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in Salat that the servant or the practicing Muslim, comes to talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shows his or her devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a kind of communication, as it's a kind of communication with God, and it has its own rituals, its own rites, and its own conditions. It's highly recommended not to be delayed.
Thank you.
the lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
And according to Islamic indications, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a piece of hadith indicated that there's no servant of God who shows his devotion and attention to the times of salat, the prime times of salat, unless I guarantee for him or her, I mean, three jobs. First of all, the removal of afflictions. Another one is comfort at the time of death. And the third one is deliverance from the hellfire. So we find that when people attach great importance, and I mean practically they show to be loyal to performing salat in its prime time, every time and every day, they would be receiving, first of all, comfort in the time of danger or in the time of hardship in this world. Another one is, receiving comfort and easy death at the time of death, receiving death. And another one, I mean, which comes in the afterlife, in the world hereafter, being delivered from the hellfire. The effects of performing salat is such that, according to a piece of hadith related from the 11th Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam on the account of Abdul Azim al-Hasani, the Prophet Moses, the Prophet of the religion Judaism, communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and indicated and inquired the rewards of those people who performs the salat in its prime time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the Prophet Moses in this way: I provide such people, those people who observe performing salat in its prime time, I provide them with their needs, and I will answer them positively, and then I will make my paradise ready for them. According to Qutb al-Ravandi, there's a piece of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that when a calamity or any hardship is going to be sent to people because of their dissidence, there are three groups of people who would be rescued from any such danger. The first one is, the first group is the people who teach and learn the Holy Quran, who learn the Holy Quran and teach it to other people, to other Muslims. Another group is, the people, consists of the people of, believing Muslims who perform the mandatory prayers in the right time, in the prime time. And the last one, and the last group of people, consists of those people who give priority to developing and improving mosques, because mosques have got a special place and significance in the Islamic religion and Islamic civilization. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.